How do I best market myself for a job that I'm a little underqualified for? I'm a quick learner and can pick up about anything I attempt in the workplace. That being said, I tend to want to apply for jobs that I'm underqualified for, but really interested in. And I know I could do the job well if given the chance. How do I market myself? Trina, I just have one simple question. Why don't you actually get qualified at these jobs? Like every time you're like, oh, I apply for jobs that I'm underqualified for. The simple answer is, why don't you get qualified for it? Should we just shut the tape off? I think I'm done for the day. No, okay, Trina, the real answer to the question is, seriously, you do need to get more qualified. If you find yourself constantly applying to stuff that you're not qualified for, there's probably a problem. And that problem is not the other companies, it's you. But with that said, there are a lot of ways to get jobs that you're not qualified for. Many people think that experience is the big thing. So they'll say things like, I can never get these jobs. They require 7 years of experience. Oh, woe is me. You can get jobs that other people are way more qualified for. And in fact, in this program I'm working on, in the studio today, I was just telling a story about how I beat out several Stanford MBAs as like a sophomore in college to get this job, by the way, which was hilarious. It was an Excel-based job doing like pivot tables. To this day, I do not know how to do a pivot table. I do not know how. I don't know anything about Excel. I have to hire people to help me with it because I don't know how to do it. But I beat out all these other people. Why? It wasn't because of my experience. I used positioning. So I positioned myself far better than these other people who came in and they talked about themselves and their grandiose experience. And I talked about the hiring manager. I had done way more research than them. I knew what the hiring manager's problem was. I listened. I was more likable, I think. I think I've gotten a little bit more bitter since then? No, I was nice and friendly to them. And they saw that I was like, I had a ton of initiative. So I brought in prepared material that went way beyond what other people did. You can do the same thing. So if you're underqualified, number one, get qualified, seriously. But number two, realize that there are other ways of getting inside the hiring manager's head. I talk about this a lot in Earn 1K, talk about this on my blog. Don't just think that experience is the only measure. There are actually a lot of different ways that you can become more attractive. By the way, one last thing I want to add. Think about the hiring manager's perspective. Let's say I'm the hiring manager. You come to me, you're like, Ramit, I know I'm not qualified for this, but I really think I can do it. Do you see the kind of risk I would be taking to hire somebody like you? If you really think you can do it, then why haven't you already done it? And by the way, I have 50 other people lined up at the door who have done something similar. Why wouldn't I pick them? So I can tell from your question that you haven't really thought about the hiring manager's perspective. Now, there are ways to convince me, but just simply telling me that you really think you can do it is not persuasive at all. Show me that you can do it. For example, I recently wrote about how I tried to hire an intern and a bunch of people applied, like 100 something, and I wrote about how I chose the list of finalists and the final person. Well, every one of the finalists actually did the job. They didn't just tell me they really thought they could do it, they actually did it. So that's one great way of separating and differentiating yourself. All right, good luck, Trina. Let me know how it goes.